The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Well, here we are back again, and it's good to have you back with us on CARE Radio. Joseph, producing and engineering in the CARE Sports Studios, and Tom Couch with you here courtside is... We are getting set to go with the second half of our high school hoop doubleheader this evening in Valley Falls, Kansas. It's Northeast Kansas League basketball as the Dragons play host to Atchison County Community High School. Welcome back, everybody. Public address guy, he's down there introducing his starters to the crowd. Sounds like a great idea. Let's do that. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from ACCHS and other head coach Corey Eckert. Tigers coming into the game at 1-7 and 0-2 in the conference are going to be starting. Henry Urban and Alan Wagner, James Gaddis, Max Wagoner, and Ben Hanke. For Valley Falls, the homestanding Dragons are 4-4, 1-0 in the NEKL. Our head coach, Caleb Gansmeyer, his assistant, Rodney Watson. And the Dragons will be going with Damian Cervantes and Duncan Alvaranga. You got Colin Carney out there and Brayson Miller. And rounding out the Dragon starters is going to be Flint Seymour. You know, talking about Valley Falls and their starters, we're in the center circle, Ben Hanke and Colin Kernan. How about Colin, huh? Colin turned in another big performance on Friday night. 32 points and 12 rebounds. The Dragons knocked off McLeod. He's averaging, Colin is, 18.6, 0.7 rebounds a game. So he is just really, really good. And here's a quick three. It is up. It is good. And Valley Falls will break out on top, 3-0. Moments into the game, and now the ball turned over. Dragons come up with a basketball to the right side. They'll feed underneath. Colin lays it up, and in, it's 5-0. For a half a minute in. So Colin Carney hits that little jumper. And here's the ball stolen. Valley Falls takes it down. Right side. Feeds to Colin. Jumps on top. Squaring up is Flint. That three does not drop. Rebound. Dragons. Three again. That one doesn't go. Rebound, Dragon. Followed up, doesn't go. Followed up, doesn't go. And a rebound, Tigers this time. So ACCHS finally coming out with a basketball. We're a little over a minute into the game. Here's a Tiger three, buried from the top by James Gaddis. It is a 5-3 ball game. Valley Falls in front. 6.5 to go from the top of the key. Three. And as quickly as that, Colin Carney has five. And that ball is stolen, and Colin goes up and hits the driving layup, and he's at 7. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout. We're taking a break, Joseph. 6:19 to go. Opening quarter. Valley Falls jumping out fast. This Dragons 10, Tigers 3.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcoming you back once again to Valley Falls, Kansas. The ball comes in and it's going to be knocked away, knocked out of bounds. Tigers are going to have it back in play in the backcourt. May bring it in against the full court pressure. ACCHS having trouble getting it up the floor. Here's Ben with it. Tigers still having trouble. They'll just get it across in time. Hankey comes out on top. Gets it there to Henry. Over to the left side. Gaddis will go in, go up. Shot missing. Rebound. Cleared away by Duncan. Navaranga coming up with a basketball. Tries to feed down low. And just a little bit of Flint Seymour's reach. So the Dragons will give it back. We're at 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. 10-3. Dragons in front. Atchison County, again, fighting the pressure, they will throw it away. At that time, I think as the ball came into the forecourt, Allen, he thought his teammate was going to break to the baseline. Instead, he broke out to the elbow. And so the Tigers are going to make their first substitution of the contest. And into the lineup for ACCHS is going to be Augie Neal. August is only a freshman. And here's a three, left side, too strong. Tigers are going to rebound it down. Max Wagoner coming up with a basketball, and ACCHS full court pass, and just a little bit too much on it. Got that extra little bit of loft on that thing. Back up, it will come Valley Falls. 5:20 to go in the first. 10-3, Dragons at home with the lead. Lady Dragons winning a game one. Here's Colin Carney. Driving shot. It's up and missing. Gaddis will rebound it down. Get it over to the right side to Neal. Back out to James. He'll bust three and knock it in. Wow. So James Gaddis with a couple of threes already, and it is a 10-6 Dragon lead. We go inside 5 to play in the first quarter. Full slate of games going on all around the care listening area tonight. Don't forget to check MSGSports.net for the scores. Joseph, we're bringing a ton of them to you here. Halftime, here's a three of a good Flint Seymour for Valley Falls. 13-6. And they seem putting some points on the board. Tigers dribbling out of some trouble. And as the defense kind of collapses down, we're going to have a foul on Valley Falls. The foul is going to be on Colin Kearney. It's going to be his first. In fact, it's going to be the first foul by either team. Coming to 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Neal has it on the right side for Atchison County. Tries to drive in, and we're going to get another blocking foul. Coach Gatzmeyer is telling his guys, man, don't step up in. Slide back and away. And that is quickly a second foul. This one is going to be on Duncan. Tiger. Shot is up by Ben. Won't go. Rebound Collins. Baseball pass, other end, driving shot, up, counted. Brayton Miller with a breakaway layup. 15-6. Valley by 9. And we're midpoint of the opening quarter. Tigers are going to turn it over. Here comes Valley. The feed right to Flint. Kicks it back. The three-point shot buried. Second three by Damian Cervantes. And it is 18-6. Tigers down a dozen. 3:50 to go. First quarter. In the corner, Gaddis looking for his third three, and he'll have it. He's got all the Tigers scoring on 3-3. 18-9. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. James has had a hot hand for Atchison County so far. Cross court, he goes left side, Alvaranga. Back out up top, Seymour knocks a three in. A couple of threes for Flint. Couple of threes for Damian. 1-3 and a couple of twos for Colin. So Valley Falls scoring. Here's another three shot. That one will not fall. And on the rebound, players going to the floor, and we will have an ACCHS foul. It's going to be on Henry Urban. So for Henry, it'll be his first foul, first Tiger foul, with 3:10 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter. ACCHS is going to rotate Max Wagoner out of the game. And let's see who's in for him. Here's a nice little bounce pass. Valley will rotate it out on top, reverse the ball around counterclockwise into the corner where the baseline three. Yep. Three threes for Damian Cervantes. 24-9. 2 minutes and 40 to go. Tiger two misses. Rebound. Dragon. Up it comes to Colin. He'll go in. He'll travel with it. Yeah. He got that. One extra little step in there. ACCHS going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. Trailing already by some 15. 2:20 to go in the first. Baseline shot. Turnaround two. Nice little turning shot by Augie Neal. 24-11. That bucket is the first time a Tiger not named James Gaddis has gotten a point on the board. 24-11 Valley. Right side, Colin. Give him two more. Colin Carney. 9 points. And it's 26-11. Inside, two to go in the first quarter. Tigers will drive it to the left side. Way under the goal. Has to get it back out on top. Gaddis will drive in, and we're going to get a three-second call. Don't see a lot of those. It's maybe, I'm trying to think, maybe the second three-second violation that I have seen this season so far. Here we are in January. Minute 40 to go in the third, or in the first. Beautiful pass. Colin, power move to the rim for two. Colin Carney, 28-11. And we're at a minute and a half to go, opening quarter. ACCHS, there's Ben Hanke over to Augie Neal. Oh, he steps inside. Beautiful move, eludes defender and gets his fourth point. 28-13. Still over a minute to go in the first. Topside with it is Alvaranga. Cervantes, fall away three. Yes. Fourth three for Damian. 31-13. 1 minute left. Quarter number one. Henry Urban goes in. Ball stripped out of his hands. He's got to say it's out of bounds off Henry's knee. And back it'll come to the Dragon. 50 seconds left in the opening quarter that has seen a whole lot of offense. Baseball pass to the other end of the court. The feed in the middle. Colin gets it and plus one. Count the bucket. Draw the foul. Let's see, is it going to be on James? I'm thinking, yep. First foul of the ball game for James Gaddis. Colin Carney at the line. His first free throw of the game. Kicks out, no good. Tigers are going to sweep it down. 33-13. 40 seconds left in the first. Here's Ben Hanke, backs into the lane, puts it off on top, falling away, shot blocked by Colin. Rebound again, it's going to be on Alley Falls. Here come the Dragons. They'll race it down the court, spin it over to the left side. It's going to be Brayton Miller with it, and he'll launch it and hit it. Miller for three. 36-13. Tigers down the lane, 14-footer. Good. Augie Neal has come off the bench to score a half a dozen. 36-15. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. At the buzzer, the shot doesn't go. That is the end of what has been a high-flying, high-scoring opening quarter of high school basketball. We'll be back after one in Valley Falls. Dragons 36, Tigers 15.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Welcome back to Valley Falls. Tigers put in the ball and play to begin the second quarter. Jump shot is up by James. No good. Rebounding back down. Here come the Dragons. How about this in the opening quarter? Valley Falls hit 8 3-point shots on their way to a 36-point opening quarter. Now the Tigers block Colin Kearney's shot. And here comes Ben Hanke. Goes all the way to the rim. Nicely up and in. Ben Hanke's first bucket. Tigers led by James Gaddis with 9 and Augie Neal with 6 for Valley Falls. Colin Kearney 13 and Damian Cervantes with 12. Clint Seymour 6. Rachel Miller with 5. And here's a bucket up and good. Add to Flint's score. As he hits the layup, Flint has 8. It is 38-17. Tigers down court with it. A minute into the second quarter. ACTHS quickly over to the right side. Here's a shot from the top. It's a 3, no good. Rebound is going to be knocked away. Here comes Valley Falls. Top shot, good. Straight away, Colin Kearney, his second long-range shot. 6.5 to go in the half. Tigers on the other end. The layup won't go. Rebound is going to be chipped back out on top. The kick to the corner. Here's the shot by James. No. Offensive board. Tigers are going to keep it alive. Ben starts into the lane, loses the handle on it, trying to pick it up. And instead, Valley will pick it up on the dribble. Left side to Flint. Seymour in, up, scores it. With the left hand, Flint Seymour has 10. He is the third Valley Falls player to get double-figure scoring. He worked 2 minutes into the second quarter. 42-17. The shot for 3 for Atchison County misses. Back on top, it'll go. Here's Augie for 3. No rebound. Damian. And we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout as Coach Gatzmeyer on his feet says, I want to chat with the guys. And we're going to let him do that. We're going to take a break with him. 5:49 to go. Opening half in Valley Falls. Dragons 42. Tiger 17.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all 6 rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
With us here on Care Radio this evening, Joseph at the studio, Tom Captain here at the gymnasium, and high school basketball on a Tuesday night in January. Valley Falls with the ball. Did you travel? Yeah. Little skip, hop, step in the lane is trying to square up and get that shot away. Dragons are going to turn it back over. But they have a substantial lead in front by 25. It's 42-17. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball on Care Radio. Ravens in the Nolan gym. Here's their Tiger shot. Rejected. Outlet on the other end of the floor. The driving layup. It's up and good. 2 for Duncan. Duncan getting his first couple of points in the ball game. It's 44-17. On the other end, ball batted away. Here comes the Valley Falls. Colin Kearney brings it down. He'll stop. Square three. Makes it look so easy, Colin. Tigers are going to take a timeout. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule when we return. But right now, with a break in the action at 5:01 to go in the opening half, it's Valley Falls 47, Atchison County 17.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, to the Atchison Phoenix Girls Ball Club. Coach Reban, how about this? A thriller. They win it over Wyandotte 42-41 tonight. So that had to be great fun. And again, congratulations, Phoenix. All right, here we go. Tigers are going to put it back in play, coming out of the timeout. And the pass inside, stolen. Valley Falls coming up the court with it. Here's his three. Stop, pop. That one doesn't go. It's kind of funny that right now, as hot as Valley Falls has been, it's almost startling when a long shot does not go down, and that one did not. Hatches the county back up court with the basketball and topside with it. It's going to be Alan Wagner. And now a big collision, and the ball's going to get away, go out of bounds. Belongs to Valley Falls. The Dragons have gone to the bench and in the game tonight, and wearing number 13 tonight, it's going to be junior. That's Jenner Young. .415 to go. Running shot up, won't go by Flint. Tigers are going to board this thing back down. Gaddis feeds across. The kick to the top. The spin to the point. Henry for three. A little too long. Rebounding it back down. Collin. Baseball pass all the way to the other end. Behind the back. Hit. Pass. It's up and good. The pass to the other end of the floor. It was caught by Jenner. Behind his head. A little look away pass to Flint, who hits the driving layup for his 12th point. Tigers for three. No. Rebound, pulled down by Duncan. Down the floor, Flint. Now he goes behind the back pass. And that time, the guy who had thrown it to him on the last trip up, Jenner Young, wasn't ready for the comeback behind the back pass from Flint. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Valley Falls having a little fun with 3.5 to go in the first half and enjoying a 32-point lead. 49-17. ACCHS over on the left side. Ben brings it out on top to Henry. Urban swings it over to Ben Hanke. In the lane, Ben loses his footing, slips, does not get called for a travel. Tigers will bring it back to Gaddis. Three, in, out, and in. James Gaddis with a dozen on four threes. 49-20. Quickly moving half. 3 minutes to go. Here's a feed to the right. Flint for three. Too long. And the rebound. Going to get out of play. It'll be off the Tigers. That three just a second ago by Flint Seymour. We're in the exactly the right spot. You can see it was absolutely online. It just the tiniest bit too long. Hits the back of the rim and gets away. 2:57 to go in the half. ACCHS, little player defense trying to match up. Here's a follow-away shot. Won't go. Rebound. Flint. He'll back away. Passed it in the middle, tried to get it to Jenner, and the Tigers are going to deflect it. Jenner Young, we don't have any heights or anything on these guys, but Jenner's a big guy. He's tall, got to be 6'4", maybe 5. I'll ask somebody at halftime. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. Here's a feed in the middle, and his Flint goes in for the layup. The Tiger says, no, not going to give you that easy one, and we'll have an ACCHS foul. Henry Urban picking up his second foul of the ball game. And how about this? With 2 minutes and 40 to go in the second quarter, that is the first foul by either team this quarter. Seymour's free throws up and good. And that is another thing, another little aspect that makes games go quickly. Second free throws also did. No fouls, no stoppages of play, not a lot of turnovers, not a lot of inbounding. And the clock runs and the games move much more fluidly and much more briskly. A couple of free throws there, push the Dragon lead to 51-20. Axis the Cunning's back down the floor with it. In the lane is Ben. Comes back on top to James. He wanted the three. Can't get it. Goes back to Ben. Ben gets double teamed. The ball's loose on the floor. Rolling around. Hankey covers it up like a fumbled football. And we're going to get a jump ball called possession. Dragon. So Valley Falls has got, what we got out there? We got Carney and Chandler Martins is out there. Got Cervantes, who drives and lays that one in. Damien has 14. 53-20. 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's a Tiger shot for three. Nope. Rebound in the corner, out of bounds. It'll be Atchison County basketball. Okay, again, let's see for Valley Falls. I've got Chandler Martins out there. Damien Cervantes, Colin Carney's out of the floor. Also got Jenner Young and who's my fifth guy? Lucas Bernasek. Tigers from the top. Ben goes three off the glass. Ben Wagner. How about that? Or excuse me, Ben Hankey. 53-23. Ben has 5. Minute and a half to go in the half. Now, Valley is going to be a little more patient. And as I say that, they pull up and shoot a three, miss it, offensive rebound, and on the follow shot, our Tiger foul. Just when I thought they were starting to run a little offense, made a couple of passes right away. That ball goes up, and it's going to be no good. Free throw rolls in. So the free throw for Chandler Martins is good. Second free throw is going to be short. Rebound Cervantes. Follows up, no. Put back up, no. Rebound tipped out. And Dragons have it. Tigers save it. And there's their foul. It's going to be against Atchison County. Probably on, it's going to be on Ben Henke. So Ben picking up the foul. That'll be the Tigers' third foul in this second quarter. Valley Falls has committed no fouls yet. Damien Cervantes out of the ball game and back in for Coach Katzmeyer. It's going to be Duncan Alvarenga. Dragons with the basketball, 75 seconds left. Here's a squared up three. Just launching that thing up and in for Valley Falls. How about that shot by Lucas Bernasek? Tigers in the lane. Off the window. Counted plus one. James Gaddis will hit the bucket. That's his 14th point. And for Valley Falls, we have the first foul of the second quarter, and that is going to be on Lucas. Inside a minute to play, opening half. Game feels like it's moved at a very brisk pace. This burrito is good. So James with, 15 now? And here comes Valley Falls. 57-26. They work the top. There's Bernasek. It's three. No. Rebound. Valley. Followed up. Short. Rebound. Valley. They'll bring it out on top. Here's three. No. Rebound. Tigers. Half a minute to go in the half. So Dragons certainly have some opportunities to knock one down. It took those shots. And here's a travel. No. Got to wipe that one away. 25 seconds to go. Now, will the Dragons put together a 25-second possession as we're approaching halftime? It would be probably the longest possession of the half. They'll work it left wing. Back in the middle, back it away, now at nine. Yeah, they're going to get the final shot away. They'll drive baseline, 5 seconds. The kick to the top, feed to the right, the three, wide left. Tigers rebound it down. The half is ended. We're going to be back at Sunrise, the opening half for you. These teams are headed off the floor. It's halftime in Valley Falls. The intermission score, Dragons 57, Atchison County 26.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Pia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
All right, welcome back. You hear the music in the background as the volleyball's dance team entertaining the crowd here at halftime, right down the road. University of Kansas, the Allen Fieldhouse, the Jayhawks are going to be hosting the Horned Frogs here, starting right now. So that's going on, but of greatest consequence to us, it's halftime of the guidance game, second of our high school hoops doubleheader on Care Radio this evening, and home team in front of this one, 57-26. A recap of the scoring for you. For ACCHS, double digits for James Gaddis with 15 points. He's got four threes on his way to those 15. Half a dozen for Augie Neal off the bench, and Ben Hanke has the other five. For Valley Falls, three guys at double-figure scoring. Colin Carney paces away with 19 points, and then 14 apiece for both Flint Seymour and Damian Cervantes. It's been a five-point half for Brayson Miller, and three for Lucas Benesek. The last two belong to Duncan Alvaranga. Fouls? Well, only one guy on either team in any kind of foul trouble, and that's Henry Urban for Atchison County. Henry, three fouls in the first half of this one here tonight. That said, we're going to take a little bit of a little intermission, and we'll be back to bring you the second half of the guys' game live here on K Radio. But right now, with that halftime scoring Valley Falls, it's the Dragons 57, Atchison County 26. Back we go to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. It's the January halftime.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, We pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's our pleasure to bring you high school basketball from Effingham, Kansas, as Valley Falls and Effingham are meeting up. Coming up tomorrow, we will have Benedictine Ravens basketball, as the Ravens will be at home hosting Peru State. Tune in around 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report here on CARE Radio right around 5:15 to 5:20. Join Tom and Gus Kautz as they discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Following Sports Look, we'll have high school coaches insight right here at Hot Country 93.7 with coaches from Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, as we'll have Marhill Mount Academy at JCN. Girls games get a 6 p.m. tip, boys to follow. And then Saturday at high noon, join us for Benedictine men and women's basketball, as the Ravens are on the road. The women will take to the court right around noon. The men should take to the court about 2 p.m.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals to report in girls' games. It was the Atchison I Phoenix over Wyandotte, 42-41. In the Troy game, Troy beat Jackson Heights, 57-24. Riley County beat Holton, 58-28 in the girls' game. Nemaha Central girls had a good night over Sabetha, 48-20. In the Silver Lake St. Mary's game, it was Silver Lake 65-15. The Hiawatha ladies had a 44-34 victory over Royal Valley. Axtell topped Frankfort 55-11. And in the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Valley Falls 52-ACCHS 7. I'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast right after this.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 32 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. High of 63 tomorrow. 42 tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. Heavy rain likely Thursday. Slight chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And from Hot Country Geek 93.7 here in downtown Atchison, it is currently 41 degrees. It feels like 38 out there with the winds out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 71%. The air quality is good. The dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.88 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Valley Falls, Kansas. And, okay, there's a shot for two. It's good. Now, I tricked you. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, because they tricked me. It's been normal halftime, and the clock was running, and everything was just, like, right. And then they took, like, 3 minutes off of it. They just said, let's just get back and play. So here we are. There's the Tigers hitting a little layup. But let me try to bring you up to speed. That was Ben Hanke hitting the first points of the second half for the Tigers. They've already got Colin Kearney with a half a dozen here in the third quarter for Valley Falls. It is 63-28. Valley Falls in front, and we've got 6:20 to go in the third quarter. And there's another hook, another score, and Colin Kearney. 27 points, 8 already in this quarter, 65-28. Yeah. Out of the blue, the teams came out and they said, you know what? Everybody's ready. Let's just go ahead and play basketball. And so everybody ran out on the floor and they got started. Welcome back. And hey, Joseph, good work, man. Many thanks to you. Appreciate you down there in the CARE Radio Sports Studios, the hub of the universe, as it were. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tom Couts with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jamon going to be with you from the Nolan. Feels like it's been forever since we've had a home game for the Ravens. Here's a long shot. It's up no good, but Valley Falls coming out with a long rebound. Duncan will take it down the right side, hooks it out on top. Colin Kearney looking in the eyes of Ben Hanke. Goes way out topside to Brayson Miller. Now, Valley's kind of taking a little air out of the ball. They're working around the outside, and I say that, and Colin shoots the three, but it won't go down. Gaddis coming up with a rebound. Tigers back up the floor. So, yeah, tomorrow night we got Benedictine basketball on CARE. Ladies game at about 5:30. The guys game at about 7:30. Free throw distance shot is up and missing for the Tigers. Ravens are going to be hosting Peru State. And here's the hook shot in the middle. No. Colin missed it. Got his own rebound. Missed the follow. Tigers up the court. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 65-28. Into the lane. Boku steps. The shot is going to be counted. Colin Wagner kind of did that little bunny hop twist turn, get a step and stretch it out. And makes it 65-30. And now a three-second violation. That is our second three-second call of the game. 4:47 to go in the third quarter. Tigers putting it in play. Ben Hanke inbounds it and again, it's going to be Henry Urban coming up court with the basketball. Pumps it over to the right side. Alan Wagner's going to hold it. Looking into the eyes of Duncan Alvaranga. Comes out on top to Finn. Back over to the right. Gaddis, three from the corner. James Gaddis with 18. 65-33. And we're approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. There's Flint Seymour out on top, Colin. Back it'll come to Flint. He hits a square up. Launch three. Hits the back of the rim. Won't go. Long rebound. Going to be hauled down. Driving to the rim and putting it up and off the way to my gun. It's going to be Duncan. He's got four. 67-33. Inside four to go in the third quarter. Tigers with the basketball out on top. Working in front of their own bench. ACCHS in the traveling black uniforms with orange and white lettering and trim. Here's Gaddis. He'll go three. Bingo. James Gaddis. 3, 4, 5, 6 threes for James. 21 points. Here's a shot. No. Followed up. No. Tigers rebound it down. 67-36. I kind of think that I'm surprised that Coach hasn't taken a timeout. There's a spinning layup. Good by Alan Wagner. I thought Coach Gatzmeyer might stop this for a minute because the Tigers are on a little bit of a run. They have, what have they rolled up now? Like 8 in a row? Spinning into the lane, stepping back, the shot off the window and good. And Brayson Miller will stop the Tiger streak right there. It is 69-38 inside three in the third. Here's Henry for three, too strong. Carney all the way up the floor on the long pass, the feet across to Flint. Oh, that was beautiful movement of the basketball. What a lovely transition bucket for Valley Falls and Flint Seymour with 16. 71-38 at 2.5 to go, third quarter. The ball's loose on the floor. Valley Falls is able to pick it up, kick it down to the right side. There's the layup. The bucket is going to be up and good, and Brayton Miller with 9, 73-38. 2:10 to go in the third. Valley Falls is kind of toying with that triple digits. Oh, here's a ball off the rebound. Somebody had already broken to the other end, and it was a one-on-none in the backcourt. And that's two more for Miller. He's at 11. 75-38. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tigers are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. ACCHS gets it into the forecourt, takes a timeout. We're going to enjoy one with a minute 55 to go. Quarter three. Valley Falls 75. Atchison County 38.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Back in Valley Falls with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter. And the Dragons playing some very good basketball, lead it 75-38. In Four Valley, what have we got? 2, 3, 4 of their starting five out there right now. Tigers out on top. Here's Hanky. Ben gets the three. Ben Hanke in double figure scoring. Second Tiger to reach double digits. Ben's got 10. 75-41. And we're at a minute 40 to go in the third. Driving shot is up, and it won't go for Colin Carney, but he is coming to the free throw line. The whistle is going to be on Alan Wagner for the Tigers as he collects his first foul. And again, this game has seen so few fouls called. That is only the first foul of the third quarter by either team. Left-handed free throw. Carney, no. Hits the back of the rim, bounces right back to his hands. They kick it over to the official who checks it. And he's got one more shot coming up. With a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. This one, nice. So Colin will hit the second of two. 76-41. Here come the Tigers, the feet underneath, the shot nicely up and off the window and good. That was very well done by Augie Neal, and he's at 8. Valley for 3, too strong. Rebound, and Neal had really solid interior position, forcing Brayson Miller to foul him from the back. For Brayson, it'll be the first foul of the ball game, and at a minute 17 to go in the third quarter. Tigers back up court with it. They trail it 76-43, defeat into the lane. Shot goes up. It's partially deflected. Valley will rebound it back down. Into the forecourt they come with a minute to go in the the third quarter. Here's a falling away shot that's up and no good. And the rebound is going to be ticked out. Augie drives down, goes in, running shot, up the window. Got it to go in. That is a tough shot. Well done by Augie Neal, and he's got 10. Finally with a basketball. It's 45 to go, and now have it knocked away out of bounds by Gaddis. 76-45. Tigers have had a good quarter here. Fowling will bring it in. Back it goes to Kearney. Head fakes, shakes it, and hits the bucket, draws the foul. He did such a good job of decoying his defender off his feet and out of position. And then drawing the foul. Free throw is up and missing. So Kearney will not hit the free throw, but he does force the third or second foul of the game by James Gaddis. Tigers drive into the lane, and at that point, Alan Wagner, I think, was just bracing up for some contact. He's able to draw a foul. Atchison County back with the basketball. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. They're down 78-45. And you heard that thump as a Tiger falls to the floor, trying to save the ball inbounds, and ACCHS will turn it over. Inside a half a minute to go in the third. Valley, very quickly, down court. The ball is on the floor, and we will have a whistle and another foul. And this is going to be the third foul of the game for James Gaddis. Valley putting it in place for baseline. 21 on the clock. It comes in, it's batted away, it's going to go out of bounds again. Valley will have it back in play. Looking to put it in, Damian Cervantes. If this is that two steps over to your left, young man, I don't want you to put it in there. I want you to put it in here. And he does, and here's a running shot that misses. Kearney comes down with a rebound, and they will say that the Tigers fouled him on the way back up with the shot. And once more, we're going to get Colin Kearney at the free throw line. A moment ago, we went one of two, and he is one of two, three, four at the free throw line, and that one won't go in. He's one of five at a free throw line. Much, much, much better shooter than that. And this one, yeah, perfect. That makes him two of six at the line tonight. 79-45. 13 seconds left in the third. Atchison County's going to have to get in a hurry to get a shot away here. Colin Kearney's got to check out. Here's a shot. Hankey for three. Nope. Rebound. Valley. Can they get a shot away? 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Between the circles, a long three. Hits the backboard, but does not go in. And we're three quarters through the guy's game. We'll be back. Going to the fourth there in Valley Falls, Kansas. It is Dragons 79, Tigers 45.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Underway, and Valley Falls puts it in play. And as quickly as they get it to the baseline, the Tigers are going to commit a foul. The clock is rolling along here, and it will be out before too long, Joseph. Good third quarter for Atchison County, where they scored 19 points, and they continue to be led by James Gaddis with 21. Double figures also for Augie Neal with 11 and Ben Hanke with 10. Quick shot goes up. Valley Falls knocks it down. And I think that was Lucas. Yeah. Lucas Benesek getting that bucket. Driving in. Underhand scoop shot is up. No good. And a Valley Falls foul. Poor Valley Falls. What a game, huh? Colin Kearney, 31 is what I've got him at. And he did not finish the third quarter. He did not come out to begin the fourth quarter. So he may be, just like calling it an evening here. Gaddis coming to the free throw line for Atchison County, and his first shot right there. James, a very good shooter. So, again, Colin Kearney with 31 points. You've got 16 for Flint Seymour, 14 for Damian Cervantes, 11 for Grayson Miller. Duncan Alvaranga has 4. Benesek has 3. Valley Falls with a now at 81 points, leading at 81-47. Top side with the basketball, working around the left is going to be Flint. He'll feed underneath the rim, and ACCHS is going to knock it out of bounds. Valley Falls is trying to incorporate the big guy a little bit in here. That's going to be Jenner Young. That pass directed to him. Valley Falls has also come in from the bench with Brody Burge. Shot is up, missing, rebound, Tigers. So Brody Burge in the game. Atchison County deep in the right corner. They'll go into the lane. Shot is up, off the window, and a little strong. Nice offensive board. Turn around, follow shot. Nope. Another nice offensive board. And there's a foul. That's a good job by Gaddis. Probably really in his heart realizing that shot had little of any chance at all of going in. However, by making that shooting effort, he was able to draw the foul and find himself coming to the free throw line. Burge picking up his first foul of the game. And the free throw doesn't go in for James. Now in for the Dragons is going to be the junior, Heston Turner. And Coach Gatzmeier has played everyone on his bench. Second free throw also does not go down. Here comes Valley. Rebounding down the basketball is going to be Grady Smith. The shot for the baseline left is up and no good. Tigers coming down with it. ACCHS down the court. Running shot is up and knocks it down. Sometimes the shots that I see off the hand of Augie Neal are not traditional kind of shots, but man, he puts them in. That's kind of what matters. Tigers trailing it now, 81-49. The ball loose down to the baseline. Valley's going to pick it back up. 4:14 to play. Here's a shot from underneath. It's up. It's good. Plus one. So Jenner Young on the board for the first time tonight. 4 minutes to play. Now, Valley had a hope of getting to 100. It's probably out the window now because these free throws are running a lot of, taking a lot of time off the clock. Not putting a lot of points on the board. Ashton Neal is in for ACCHS. The free throw here for Jenner is good. And it's 84-49. 3.5 minutes left. Tigers with it out on top. Here's Henry. Urban squares, shoots, rims off, no, rebound. Valley Falls had it and saved it, and Tigers had it, and now the Tigers are going to save it. They'll go to the corner. The baseline three. Nice. And again, it's Augie Neal. How about that young man? He's at 16 points now and is his team's second leading scorer with 3 minutes to play, 84-52. Valley swings it over to the right side. It's going to be Chandler. Martin, little seesaw, goes baseline in traffic, goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line. And again, the fouls coming to the line, taking a lot of time, slowing down the game. That is going to be the third foul on Augie Neal. you're keeping track at home. Free throw here, no. So Chandler Martin, looking to get one on the board here. He's 0 for 3 at the free throw line. ACCHS is going to get Alan Wagner back out on the floor, I think. Second free throw is good. And it is 85-52. Tigers for three. Rebound, Augie. Passes off on top. Little head fake, the dish back, the kick to the top. Inside two. Neal steps inside in traffic, launched it halfway down, and it spun out. Valley bringing it the other way. 85-52. We're at a minute 45 to play. Around to the left side, but a basketball. It's going to be Heston Turner. Holding high above his head for Valley Falls. We got Devin Pemberton. And the Tiger cross, or the Dragon cross court pass. Just kind of got away a little bit. ACCHS brings it back. Minute 15 left. And here's a steal by Valley, but I got a whistle in the backcourt. And we had a foul call. Thought maybe it was a cleanly stolen basketball, but it apparently was not. And for Brody Burge, a quick second foul. Tigers bring it in. Jump shot. Good. Gaddis getting a couple of more. In the last minute now of the game. 85-54. Valley with the ball way up top side to Burge. Dumps it over to Pemberton. Not sure Valley's interested in putting a shot up. Now the Tigers, nice steal. Driving down. It's 2-on-2. The left-handed layup is good. Max Wagner's on the board. 85-56. Valley eases it over to the left. In a little traffic. Cuts back to the left side of the free throw line. Pushes out on top. Benisek. 10 seconds left. Valley, no interest in shooting the ball. And the final score here tonight from Valley Falls, Kansas. Dragons, 85. ACCHS, 56. And we'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime. Ready to look and feel your best?
Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. We're tonight, Dragons coming up with a sweep over the Tigers. And in game two tonight, Valley Falls winning at 85-56 for Valley. Wow. Your Bank of Action player of the game was Colin Carney. No question about it. 31 points. He had 13 at the end of a quarter, 19 at halftime. Did not finish the third quarter. Coach took him out before the third quarter was over. Never saw the floor in the fourth because, well, just because. And Colin, big night tonight. He's had a huge season. We talked about him in a pregame, averaging close to 20 a game at this point of the season. Also, scoring it up for Valley Falls tonight, it was Flint Seymour with 16-14 for Damian Cervantes and 11 for Brayson Miller. Following them, it was Lucas Benesek with 5-4 for Duncan Alvaranga and Jenner Young with 3. Chandler Martins with the last point for Valley Falls. For the Tigers, tremendous night for James Gaddis. About 3, 4, 5, 6 three-point shots on his way to a 25-point evening for Atchison County. Augie Neal coming off the bench, knocked in 16 at double figures. Also for Ben Hankey with 10. It was Alan Wagner, 4 points tonight, and Max Wagoner with 2. Valley Falls advances the record to 5-4, 2-0 in the conference. The Tigers go to 1-8 and 0-3. Game one. Valley Falls getting past ACCHS in that one. So, again, a Dragon sweep here tonight. Tomorrow, Joseph's going to be right back in that studio, and I'm going to be with you this time from the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus. Ravens will be playing host to Peru State in Heart of America Athletic Conference. College basketball, ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Join us for those on Care Radio. Thursday night, Sports Look. Gus and I'll be with you right after Brian Hagan's evening report at about 5:20 Thursday. Hey, thanks for having joined us here this evening. Jeff will greet you next time. For Joseph in the studio, well done, young man, as always. Appreciate everything you do. Tom Counts here in Valley Falls saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.